This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Actually, it's not Simon Plosker. We say hello and welcome to Pesach Benson. How are you, Pesach?
Hi, I'm fine, Kathy. How are you?
Lovely to speak to you again. Pesach is the Deputy Managing Editor for Honest Reporting. Can we please talk about this Judas slur on Jewish voters? What is that about?
So basically it has to do with the recent by-elections in Australia. Normally by-elections in Australia or South Africa or anywhere else in the world, it wouldn't normally interest Israelis. And it's not for Honest Reporting to comment on domestic Australian politics, but we had a very unusual, I guess you'd call it a perfect storm, where the ruling Liberal Party had a one seat majority, and there was an election and it was up for grabs, and the contestants, David Sharma, who was he used to be Australia's ambassador to Israel, he was running on the Liberal Party against an independent candidate, Karen Phelps. And if the Liberals lost the seat, then they would lose their one seat ruling majority. So the stakes were pretty high. And then the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, he announced that he was, you know, shortly before the election, that he was going to consider, he was going to consider moving Australia's embassy to Jerusalem. And that provoked a lot of debate in Australia in terms of the wisdom of moving the embassy to Jerusalem or not. And just like, you know, the issue of playing politics, because the Wentworth area of Sydney has a lot of Jewish voters. So there was a lot of debate about it. Now, what happened was, there was one columnist, Tony Walker. He's an award-winning journalist. And he wrote on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's news website, he wrote a commentary against it, but he went overboard with this anti-Semitic trope. He wrote, and I'm quoting from it, he writes, "In the Gospel of Matthew 26:15, it took 30 pieces of silver for Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus. In modern Australian politics, has taken the prospect of a loss of a by-election for political leader to opportunistically upend long-standing policy." He's, what can I say? You know, that's just really, I've never seen anything like that before in a mainstream paper, like an award-winning journalist, you know, playing the Judas card like that. It was inappropriate. It's anti-Semitic, if you ask me. For many Christians, Judas is the personification of Judaism. And Christian imagery often depicts him with a hooked nose and money hungry. And, you know, the 30 pieces of silver, you know, in Christian imagery represents ill-gotten gains and, you know, the trade-off of Jesus for cash. And, you know, there's also, you know, Kathy, there's also an implication. It's very subtle that Jews are a fifth column. And so we spoke out against it. You know, it's fair to debate the wisdom of Morrison's offer. And, you know, Tony Walker's entitled to his opinions. But the way he expressed himself just crossed the line.
So what did Honest Reporting do about it?
So we sent out a communique to our readers, urging them to take action, and they contacted ABC News. We haven't heard anything from the news site yet or from Walker, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll still hear about that. Very quickly, this is about hyenas publishing news scraps on No Laughing Matter. What kind of a headline is that?
Yeah, that's also really bizarre. The Times of London. So last week we had there was rocket fire on Beersheba. A house was destroyed.
Which turns out to have been maybe lightning. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting developments with that.
So it turned out that the cabinet minister said that based on their intelligence, the rocket was fired as a result of a malfunction caused by a lightning strike. You know, okay. But the problem we were dealing with in terms of the media issue was that the Times of London, they buried the story about the rocket launch and the destroyed house in a one paragraph news brief. And in these news briefs, it also had like other stories such as New Zealand politician hid 50,000 pound donation from Chinese businessman, another paragraph about a former diplomat jailed for a billionaire's murder. You know, so it was basically, it was pretty much buried in that kind of page. So the Times of London didn't have any articles on their own or republished in full about the attack, not by their correspondent Anshul Pfeffer, not by any wire services. So if you read the Times of London, you know, it's an important story that you would have easily missed. Now, the reason this hyena story came up is because, after the rocket attack, instead of writing about the rocket attack, it had a story about hyenas roaming the streets of Modi'in. And yeah, it's a problem. You know, Simon actually lives in Modi'in, and he's like, he told me his wife or his kids actually saw one of the hyenas once or something. Hyenas get, you know, more print in the Times of London than a rocket attack. And then a day or two later, the Times had another story about an intermarriage. Tzachi Halevi, he's an actor in the show Fauda. It's like a story about terrorists and the security people chasing after them. So he married, Lucy Arish, a prominent, Israeli-Arab journalist. And there was a lot of debate in Israel about, you know, Jews marrying Christians and Arabs and, you know, intermarriage debate that, you know, like, sure. You know, you have it in South America, South Africa. You know, we've had in America too. It's an important issue and it's certainly newsworthy, but on a week when we had a rocket attack and the Times didn't report it, you know, why are they giving more billing to hyenas and this intermarriage? Does that make sense to you, Kathy?
We actually had that debate over here as well.
Yeah.
About intermarriage and, yeah. How we resolved it is that the world needs more love.
People are entitled to their views about intermarriage, but on a week when we have rockets firing,
right.
why bury the rocket story?
Exactly. And you know what? It's the same thing with this very sad story about this Khashoggi, this journalist who was killed,
yeah.
Who was murdered in the embassy. You've got millions and millions of people around the world who don't have food, water, and human rights. Why is that mm-hmm. not taking front page?
It's these are all big stories, and editors have to weigh out how proportionate to give the coverage. Yeah, it's they have to balance it out right.
Yeah.
It's an important story that Israel's following, even though Israel isn't directly implicated in the Khashoggi scandal.
Yeah.
But considering that the Saudis are like sort of like an ally in terms of our fight against Iran, and because you know the White House was looking at Prince Mohammed bin Salman as like a key figure for their peace plan, so all this is going to have ripple effects for Israel and the Palestinians and Israel and the White House. And, we're just going to see how it plays out.
Yeah, thank you so much for standing in for Simon. And unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it this week. But thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Kathy.
God bless. Have a good week. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.